Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf pei hei, and we are six lines from the bottom of daf pei dalet amid beis v'hodet tanan. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu b'nei Yisrael hanasuna batzar v'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos for Shloima for Shloima ben Chaya Leia, Chava Miriam bas Malka Freida, and Nosan Yaakov ben Leia Bela. So yesterday, second half of the daf, we began a new perek, the 10th perek of Masechta Sanhedrin, the second to last perek of Masechta Sanhedrin, perek Eluhein HaNechnakim. And as we saw, the perek really picked up where the previous prokim had left off, and that is discussing the Misais Bezdin, specifically the Nechnakim. The first one of the Nechnakim mentioned in the Mishnah is Hamaka of Avi'im. So if somebody hits his father or his mother, he's Chayav Misas Bezin, which Misas Bezin? Chenek. The Gemara clarified, and it's really a Mishnah on Daf Pei Hei Amid Beis, Mishnah that we're going to learn in the course of today's Daf, that the only time a person's Chayav for being Maka of Avi'imai is if he makes a Chabura, meaning there's some blood that comes out of the body of the father and the mother when the child hits him. If, however, there's no blood that comes out, then he's not going to be chayav. So maka of v'imoy means that he hit him and he made a chabura. The Gemara had a shayla, ben ma'u sheyakiz dam lo'aviv. Being that maka of v'imoy means that a child can't make a chabura in his father or his mother, could a child be makiz dam for his father or mother? The purpose of hakazas dam was lirafua. Being that it's lirafua, maybe it's not included in the iser of maka of avimai. Or maybe not. At the end of the day, he's being oisa chabura. It's true, he's not doing it to be chayvel. He's doing it for a productive purpose, but at the same time, maybe it's not going to be okay. And the Gemara said that Rav Masna said it's mutter, based on the pasuk v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. Rav Dimi Bar Chinina also said it's mutter, based on the hekish of maka behema and maka adam. Just like maka behema l'refua is not considered adam amazik, so too, maka adam v'imai l'refua is not going to be an issue as well. Stating that, the Gemara brought two anecdotes where amoiraim were very makbid that their child should not do something to them, even though it was letzayrich refuah, because of a chashash that it might lead to making a chabura. Rav didn't allow his son to remove a splinter from his body, because he was afraid that when he removes it, maybe it would be oisa chabura. Mar Brei de Ravina didn't allow his son to pop a pus pimple, again, because of that same exact chashash. So as much as the Gemara says, Rav Masna and Rav Dimi Bar Chinina both said that a son is allowed to be makis dam la'aviv, there were different amayroim that seemingly were machmer. There's actually a big machloikis rishonim, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam. This is a big discussion whether the latter amayroim that didn't allow their son to do something for them, l'tzayach refuah, is it because they fundamentally disagree with the heter? Meaning, as much as Rav Masna said it's mutter for a son to be makis dam la'aviv, and Rav Dimi Bar Chinina said the same, but Rav, who didn't allow his son to remove this silver, and Mar Brei de Ravina, who didn't allow his son to pop the pimple, they obviously were in disagreement. Inami could be, other Rishonim say they're not really arguing, but this was like a Chumri Yaseira that they took upon themselves. Either way, the Gemara is going to pick up now on a little bit of a sidebar note, and that is that you see from the fact that Rav didn't allow his son to remove a silver from his body, and Mar Brei de Ravina didn't allow his son to pop a pimple, Zoysei Meres, they were concerned that maybe that's going to lead to the Isser of Maka of Avima. Again, is it Me'ikar Adin? Is it only a Chumra? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. But Lamaisa, they were worried that something along those lines might happen. As if to say that you have to be very careful when you remove a splinter because of a chashash that, you know, maybe blood is going to come out. And the same is true. You're popping a pimple, maybe blood's going to come out. Lamai nafkamina, If it's your father and your mother, it can lead to maka of avima. So the Gemara says, is that in fact a chashash v'tanan? We learned in the Mishnah, machat shel yad lito ba'asakoyitz. A person is allowed to carry a machat shel yad, that's like a small needle on Shabbos, to remove a thorn that got stuck in a person's body. Meaning, there's no chil Shabbos involved. Right, the Gemara, why not? Leichosh, we should be concerned. Dil mechavel, maybe when removing this koyitz, the person is going to bleed a little bit, and it's going to emerge that you were just oisach habura on Shabbos, which is something that you're not allowed to do. One of the lamites malachas. Now, even though you did it b'shoigig, but it's going to be a shigigaskila. So why is that not something you have to worry about? So again, the kash is on the amiram that was so sensitive in maka of v'imoy, not even to remove a silver. Why? Because of the concern that maybe it's going to be oisach habura. Oh, so you're worried that removing something from a guf may be oisach habura, and you're applying it to Makkah of Avimai, so then Luchura, you should equally apply it to Hilcha Shabbos. Yet it's a Mefurash Mishnah, Machat Shal Yad, Lito Ba'as HaKoitz, and there's no concern. So the Gemara says, you can't tell to Hilcha Shabbos to the laws of Makkah of Avimai, and the reason is Hasamik Alkalu. Because in the event that that would in fact happen, where a person was removing a splinter, a koitz, a silver from his guf on Shabbos, and he would bleed, although it's true you're being Aisach Habura, but you're being Mekalkal, you're doing something destructive, not something constructive, and mekalkal on Shabbos is already something that is not a problem. The Gemara says, "Honicha, that's all true." L'man dama mekalkal pata. If you hold that mekalkal b'Shabbos is pata, that's good. L'man dama chayiv, but according to the man dama that holds chayiv, my ikla meimar. What are you going to say then? Meaning, if everybody held mekalkal on Shabbos is pata, okay, very good. But it's not true. It's a shaila whether mekalkal b'chabura on Shabbos is pata or chayiv. So according to the man dama that holds chayiv, how are you going to answer? So the Gemara says, "Man shamalei dama mekalkal b'chabura chayiv." Who is the man dama that holds mekalka b'kabura is chayiv? Reb Shimoni. It's the Tana Reb Shimon. So we know Reb Shimon has a lot of very mefursim the geshitas in Hilcha Shabbos. Reb Shimon holds davar she'en mischaven is mutter, melacha she'en tzricha l'gufa is pater. Reb Shimon is lesley mukta. By the way, we paskin like all three of those Reb Shimons. Reb Shimon also holds mekalka b'kabura is chayiv. So the first three Reb Shimons are coolest. This is a Reb Shimon that's a chumra. But the bottom line is, who is the man dama that holds mekalka b'kabura chayiv? It's Reb Shimon. No, Reb Shimon amar kol melacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. According to Reb Shimon, the kasha fank nishlan anyway, because this is a malacha shein tzricha legufa. So why is it a malacha shein tzricha legufa? So to properly understand that, you have to know what is a malacha shein tzricha legufa, which is way beyond the scope of what we're doing right now. But in short, the only time, according to Reb Shimon, a person's mechal Shabbos on the dairaisa level, where he's chayiv, skila, karis, chatas, is if he doesn't just do a malacha, but the melacha is done with the intent of wanting the direct outcome of the melacha. So for example, as it relates to making chabura on Shabbos, if the purpose of the chabura was because you want the blood that's going to come from the chabura, so now the melacha was tzricha legufa. If, however, you did it, not because you want the blood, you just want to get rid of the splinter, and getting rid of the splinter involves blood. So there, although you are oisach habura, but you don't want the toitzah of the habura, which is viewed as being the dam, it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. So the Gemara says that, what's your problem? You don't know how to explain the mission according to the man dama that holds mekalkal b'chabura is chayiv. That man da Omar is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon l'shitasai, this is not going to be shver anyways. In other words, there's two ways you could explain the Mishnah. Machat shal yad lito ba'as hakoitz, there's no problem. Ay v'leichosh tumo chavol, v'havalei shigig haskila, tu terutzim. The first teretz is, mekalko inami, you could say, malacha shein tzricha legufa. The Rishonim, by the way, discuss, why didn't the Gemara say it's a dove she'en meschaven? And by the way, Reb Shimon holds davar she'en meschaven's mutter. So why are we jumping to malacha she'en tzricha legufa? Say pashut. Say davar she'en meschaven. Now, I'm not sure which is more pashut, but either way, the Rishonim, Tosfos, they have a big discussion. Why would this not be considered a davar she'en meschaven? So what's the bottom line? The shaila was really, and it was the end of yesterday's daf, the beginning of today's daf. Ben mau she'yak is dam la'aviv. The Amiroim, Rav Masna, Rav Dimi Barchinin, based on Sukkim, said that it's mutter. There were Meister Ravs. We're different Amiroim. We're Machmer. Machlokes Rishonim, whether those Amiroim are coming to be Choylek on the earlier Amiroim, or it was just a Chumra Yesera. So the maskon of this sugi is that either everybody holds that it's mutter for a son to be Makizdam La'aviv, or it's going to be a machloikis amayram. Just one interesting point that's worth mentioning, and that is a big discussion in the poiskim. in the Rishonim, and it even goes back to the Gaonim. There's a Sheiltes from Rabbi Chaya Gaon that discusses whether a father who's Meichel al Kvoidai, a father that tells his son, you can hit me, or a father that tells his son, you could be Mekalo me, would it be mutter to be Maka Ava V'imai and to be Mekalo Ava V'imai or not? Meaning, is there a heter Maka Ava V'imai? That's what we're learning now, in the event that the father is Michael. So we know, Ha'av Shem Machal al Kvoidai, Kvoidai Machal. That's when it comes to the laws of Kibbut Ave'im. That's when it comes to the laws of Moira Ave'im. What about as it relates to Maka Ave'imai or Mekal Ave'imai? If the father is Michael, would it be mutter for the child to go ahead and hit him or not? This is a very, very big discussion. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Memches says, for a Dover Pasha, that if the father is Meichel al Kvoidai, there's going to be no Issa to be Maka of Avimai. Now, it's really not a Dover Pashat. It's a very, very wide-ranging discussion. But the Michas Chinuch says to him, it's Pashat, that if the father can be Meichel al Kvoidai, so the father tells the son, hit me, so it shouldn't be a problem. But Frank, the Michas Chinuch, if that's the case, how do you understand Pashat Pshat in the Sukkah? Ben Mao Sheyak is Dam La'aviv. What's the Shaila? The father is telling his son, go ahead and do it for me. Right? He's being Meichel al Kvoidai. So if he's being Meichel al Kvoidai, there's anyways no Sugya Maka Ava V'imai. If the whole Sugya Maka Ava V'imai is when the father's not Meichel al Kvoidai, so what's the Shaila Ben Mao Sheyak is Dam Lovim? So the Michas Chinuch says a very big Chiddush that all the Achreinim have a problem with. Michas Chinuch says that to me it's Pashat, that when the Gemara discuss Ben Mao Sheyak is Dam Lovim, it means where the son is going to be Makas Dam Lovim, Shaloim Birtsain Oviv, where the father is really not in agreement. But enachinami, if the father tells his son do it, meaning if the father has a son that's a doctor and the father shows up, he makes an appointment, he comes to his son's doctor's office. He says, you're the best doctor in the world. You're going to take the best care of me. I want you to treat me. It's Pashit, says the Michas Chinuch, he could do it. That's not even the sugya. That's not even an Ibaya, because he's being Meichel on any Hakkah that's going to take place. And if he wants to be Meichel, Avshe Meichel, Kvoidei Kvoidei Meichel. So why should this be a problem? So what was the Sugya Ben Mao Sheyak is done? Hainu Shaloim Ritzoyin Aviv. That's talking about Shaloim Ritzoyin Aviv. And even there the Gemara says Potter. Because of the Hekish, because of the Yahavta L'Riyacha Kamaicha. It's a Chiddush and B'shan in the Gemara that Ben Mao Sheyak is done, La'aviv, is talking about where the son is doing it Shaloim Ritzoyin Aviv. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vaita. Bo mi name Rav Sheshes. So the following question was asked to Rav Sheshes. Ben, Mao Sheyasa Shliach, La'oviv La'akoisei Ulekale. So this is a similar Shiloh to the previous Shiloh, but it's not the same Shiloh. This Shiloh is, what happens if you have a child who works for Beis Din? He's a Shliach Beis Din. And now the father of this child just walked into Beis Din and he needs Malkus. Or he needs to be put into Nidoy. Giving somebody Malkus involves Maka Ovev Ima. Right? It involves hitting the person. Giving somebody nidui involves a klala, so that if it's his father, it's mekal l'aviv v'imai. So the shaila that was asked to Rav Sheshes was, a son that's a shliach beis din, could he give his father malchus, or is that going to be maka l'aviv v'imai? Could he be give his father nidui, or is that going to be mekal l'aviv v'imai? Amalei, so Rav Sheshes told the shayil, v'achar mi hitiroi, he says, let me ask you a question. What's your tzad that it shouldn't be okay, because maka l'aviv v'imai, mekal l'aviv v'imai? The emes is, you're not letting hit anybody. You're not allowed to be Makal anybody. It's not like you could only just not be Maka of Imai and be Makal of Imai. These are things that are always off limits. You have to say, there's a parish in the Torah of Arbam Yakenu, and it's called Kvot Shemayim, Ein Eitzah, Ein Chochma, Ein Gvura, Ein Tfuna, Keneged Hashem. Right? Certain things you're allowed to do because of Kvot Shemayim. So just like Kvot Shemayim overrides the more basic issue of hitting somebody, Hachanami Kvot Shemayim Adiv, the same is going to be true as it relates to Maka Ovev V'Imai. So the question was asked, Rav Sheshes, Ben Mao Sheyasa Shlich L'Ovev La'Koisu L'Kalulai. And by the way, this is a little bit of anomaly because Rav Sheshes didn't say Tenisua. We made a big deal about that the other day. Rav Sheshes didn't say Chaba Mishnah V'Abraisa. This is Rav Sheshes, who's also an Oiker Harim. This is Rav Sheshes, Ava Svara, like Alamdin. Right? He says, Bashit in Svara, this is the way it should be. Right? Lamali mas tinisua Svara he. To me, it's a double Pashit. Just like every situation involves an Isser, Narvaz, Kvot Shemayim Adif, so too when it comes to Makkah of the Imai, Kvot Shemayim is going to be off. Either way, what's Rav Sheshes' psak? According to Rav Sheshes, a son can
be a shliach la'aviv la'koisai u'lekalalai. Freg the Gemara kasha. And really, the Gemara from here until the Mishnah and daf pei hei on the base is going to bring two braises to challenge this kula, this psaka Rav Sheshes. The first kasha is from a braisa. Now, this braisa, like many braises, is very, very sosom, right? So, not all braises were created equally. And sometimes in the avoida of going through Talmud Bavli, of hashtag we do what we do, you have to go through braises where the Gemara will present a braisa that at first glance is very unclear. It's ambiguous. It's Einu Yomer Elo Darsheni. Very often those braises have a resha and a seifa. Very often there's two lashonis in that braisa. Not this one, but it's a sasum diga braisa. And the Gemara is going to, in real time, struggle a little bit to understand Pashup Shan and what the braisa is coming to say. And in the Havamina, the Gemara is going to think that its interpretation of the Braisa contradicts the halacha of Rav Sheshes. Says the Gemara, here's the Braisa. Umami she mitzuva lahakoisoi, mitzuva shaloi lahakoisoi, mi she ena mitzuva lahakoisoi, enoi din she mitzuva shaloi lahakoisoi. So this isn't just a sasum diga Braisa, there's a kalvachomer knech to it as well. So the context is, we're discussing the lav in the Torah, for one yid to hit another yid. Where does it say that? It says that in the parish of Malchus, Arbom Yakenu, Lo Yosef, Pen Yosef, Lahakoisei Al Eile, Maka Rabba, V'Niklo Chicholei Nechot. So again, Arbom Yakenu. The Shliach Bezdin has a mitzvah to get Malchus. Now 40, really, 39, right? Lo Yosef, don't add a haka, Pen Yosef, Lahakoisei Al Eile, because maybe you're going to add a haka, and that's not good. V'Niklo Chicholei Nechot, and then you brother is going to be very, very embarrassed. But the bottom line is the Torah says, Lo Yosef Pen Yosef, and this goes down as the source that a yid is not allowed to hit another yid, right? So what's the makar? You're not allowed to hit another yid. So if you ask someone on the street, he might tell you, Rosho, Lama Sakariyacha. But we know from learning Perek Abram Mises Bezin, that's not mamish the makar, right? That's more, you can't intimidate somebody. Even if you magbia yodai lechaveiroi. And even there, it's Nikra Rosho, it's not a mefura shalab. This is a loisa say in the Torah. It says, Arbom Yakenu, Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. From here, we learn that you're not allowed to hit someone. Now, if you look at the literal context of the Pasuk's talking about a Shliach Bezin that just gave somebody 39 Malkus. The Torah says, don't give a 40th Hakah, right? So if you want to be super literal, you would say, I don't know, maybe the only time there's an Isser of Lo Yosef Pen Yosef is in that case. Mechet Eisef, if you go over to somebody that you never met, you punch him between the eyes that you're over the lava, Lo Yosef Pen Yosef, Mechet Eisef. They'll say mechteisa not? I'll say mechteisa yeah, right? That's not what the pasuk's talking about. So this braisa right here introduces a kal v'chomer that expands the definition of the lav of Le'Yosef Ben Yosef. Again, in the super literal sense, Le'Yosef Ben Yosef is talking about a shliach bezin who had a right, in fact, he had a mitzvah to give this person 39 klaps, and now he went ahead and gave him an extra one. Oh, that's not something you're allowed to do. We're going to now apply it and say, no, it's not only true in that case. You're never allowed to go ahead and hit a yid. Or at the very least, the definition is going to be a little bit broader. How do I know to broaden the scope of the lav? It's based on this kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma misha mitzvah lahakoisai. Ma doch a situation, a person who has a mitzvah to hit someone 39 times, mitzvah shloi lahakoisai the 40th time. Misha ina mitzvah lahakoisai, someone who doesn't have a mitzvah to hit somebody 39 times. Ina din shem mitzvah shloi lahakoisai, certainly he's going to have an iser to go ahead and hit this person. So if there's an iser to give someone a 40th malka when you're allowed to give him 39, certainly there's an iser to go ahead and stamazai hit somebody. So the Gemara says like this, my love, should we not assume that idi v'idi b'makom mitzvah, that who is it or what is it that we're coming to include and to be marba to this law via the kal v'chomer? We're coming to be marba someone else who, if he were to give malchus as a shliach bezdin, he would not be mekayim a mitzvah. Meaning, what's the words of the kal v'chomer? Ma misha mitzuva lahakoisai. Azoy, Misha ain't a mitzvah lakoisai. Mit madach someone who could be a shliach bezdin and could go ahead and give somebody malchus is mitzvah not to give a 40th. So certainly someone that can't be a shliach bezdin, if he would go ahead and he would hit somebody, then the halacha is he would get malchus. Now who is it that can't be a shliach bezdin? Why can't you be a shliach bezdin, right? All you got to do is take the course, have all the prerequisites, check off all the boxes, submit an application, and if it's approved, you could be a shliach bezdin. What's the big deal? What does it mean you can't be a shliach bezdin? But it sounds a little bit from the words of the Braisa that the Kal v'chomer is being marbis someone into the lav of lo Yosef pen Yosef. That's an enem mitzvah la koisa, which the Gemara understands means mitzad de gabri. He's not someone that ever could have a mitzvah to go ahead and hit someone. Who's that person? Oh, probably, right? Probably Habib and Oiva Haba Acher. Must be a son. A son is the only person in the world that you can have design file that maybe he's the name of Mitzvah Lakoisa based on the lav in the Torah, right? Based on Maka of Avimai. And if this is the case, you have a right now, Lord Rav Sheshes. You have a raya that a son is not allowed to be a shliach for his father, but the Gemara says, Loi, who said that's what the Braisa means? Idi vi idi, Loishna Benoi, Veloishna Acher. Loi Lam, I'll tell you that this Braisa is not coming to be Marba, a son, that he also was included in the lav of Loi Yosef ben Yosef. Rather, the Braisa can mean son, it can mean not son. That's not the Nakuda over here. So what then is the Braisa coming to be marba into the lava of Yosef ben Yosef via the Kal v'chomer, kan b'makom mitzvah, kan shaloi b'makom mitzvah? What is coming to be marba is stamazoi shaloi b'makom mitzvah, meaning ma misha mitzvah v'lakoisai. The halacha is this. Is it to go ahead and give a 40th makah? Kal v'chomer, if somebody would go over to somebody stamazay in the Welterein, shaloi b'makom mitzvah, you would have the same thing. So the Gemara in the Havamina thought that the Kal v'chomer is coming to be marba's son. A son is not mefurish in the pasuk because a son can never be a shliach bezdin. So maybe there's no like Yosef and Yosef, als the Kal v'chomer, a son's going to be included. Kamash malon, the second mahalach is, you know, we're not coming to be marba's son, we're coming to be marba anybody who hits somebody, shaloi b'makom mitzvah, should be included. Because again, in the Pshut HaShal Mikra, you don't see anybody that hits somebody, even Shalei B'Makom Mitzvah, because the Pshut HaShal Mikra is talking about where it was the 40th Makkah, where it was technically B'Makom Mitzvah, right? The first 39 anyways were B'Makom Mitzvah. So maybe then, Kamash Malon, that's not the way it is. And let's, in other words, just to see it inside, V'Hachik Tani Umab B'Makom Mitzvah. Shem mitzvah lahakoisei madach b'makom mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to hit a mitzvah shaloi lahakoisei. Still, there's azara not to do too much. Shaloi b'makom mitzvah, where there's no makom mitzvah at all. She ain't a mitzvah lahakoisei, but there's no mitzvah to him. Ain't a dinch a mitzvah shaloi lahakoisei. Certainly, there's going to be a din that you're not allowed to go ahead and kill him. So again, the pashup shot of Yosef and Yosef is talking about with the first 39 were a mitzvah. The Torah says the 40th is going to be an iser. The Kal v'chomer of the Braisa is coming to broaden the application of that. First, the Gemara thought that the Kal v'chomer is coming to broaden a gavra that never has a mitzvah l'akoisai. The Gemara's maskon is that it's not coming to broaden and include a gavra that never has a mitzvah l'akoisai, because there is no such gavra, because every gavra has a mitzvah l'akoisai. The only one you would think not is a son. But Rav Sheshe says that it's mutter for a son to hit his father as a shleach bezin. What then is it coming to be marba? Not a certain gavra, but a certain context. A context where it was bechlau shaloi b'makom mitzvah, where someone just went over there and hit somebody. That's not mefurish in the pasuk, and that's something that I only know based on the Kal v'chomer. Either way, strike one. This was the first braisa, hard braisa, that the Gemara shtel tzu to Rav Sheshes, but the Gemara says, l'maisi, you have no raya. Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from another braisa. Hayoytzei lehoreg, also a little bit a kuli upshuri here. If somebody was on death row, so he's yoytzei lehoreg, he's literally being let out right now to his death. Ubab benoi, and then his son came, v'hiko, and he hit him. V'kiloi, or he was mekal, m'chayev. He's chayev, v'makal of v'imoi, he's chayev, v'makal of v'imoi. Bo'acha v'hiko. Let's say another person, not the son, went, and he hit him. V'kiloi, or he was mekal, and potter, then already he's going to be potter. So an interesting braisa. Someone's on death row, he's literally being walked to the gallows. If his son comes, and he's mako mekal, he's going to be chayev. I don't care that he's on death row. If a third person would come, and he would do it, then it'd be potter. V'avina ba, the bnei yeshiva, when they learned this price, they ask Maishna Bloy, Maishna Acha, what's Pashab Shah? What's the difference? Rav Chizda said, it's talking about where this person did not want to be Yoitza Laharik, right? He's putting up a fight. Obviously, he doesn't want to walk to his death right now. So he's a Mesarvan Boylotzes, the inner Yoitze. And then the Shliach Bezdin came and he hit him, because he was trying to get him to make a move. Said Rav Chizda, that's the chilek. If a third person goes, and now he hits him, or he's mekalel him, because he's trying to encourage him to do what he needs to do, he's going to be potter. Why? Because he's acting as a shleach bezdin. I mean, he didn't just go over to him indiscriminately and hit him. He's a mesarvin by watzeis, and he's trying to get him to go. So you're going to be, but if the son does it, he's going to be chayev. Well, what's the difference? Why can't the son be a shliach bezin? Oh, son can't be a shliach bezin. Zok, the Gemara Toshma, from the way Rav Chizda explained the braisa, you have a kasha on Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said a son could be a shliach. Love of lakoisu lakaloloi. This Braisa says not that way. Now again, the Braisa doesn't mefurish say not that way, but the way Rav Chisda explained the Braisa, and Rav Chisda was sort of forced to, because Maishna B'noi, Maishna Acher, you see night like Rav Sheshes, but the Gemara says Rav Sheshes, Michael Abashay Emes Arvin by loss. It's the end of the day, the whole Kashm Rav Sheshes is based on Rav Chisda's Akimta. Rav Sheshes is not Meshubit to Rav Chisda's Akimta. Rav Sheshes, in fact, will say that the Braisa is talking about not where it was Mesarvin by Lotze, Shlech Bez, no, regular case. It's an Emes Arvin by Lotze. And it's there and only there that if the son would hit the father, he would be chayev, because then it's a regular makov of ima. But if it's mesarvin by lotzis and he's a shleach bezdin, then it would be potter. What's the kashna maishna b'noi maishna acher, right? Acher nami. So why is it that if somebody else would go with him and he would hit him, he would be mekalim, he would be potter, he should be chayev? So the Gemara says, acher gavra k'tolo. No, the reason he's potter is because he's a gavra k'tolo. And being that he's a gavra k'tolo, so you can't be mekhaev. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means that if somebody goes over to someone and he hits him, he's chayev. Right? What's he chayev? He was over a lav of Le'Yosef and Yosef, but he's not chayev malchus. What is he chayev? In most cases, anyways. What he's chayev is mammon, right? You're a chayev b'chaver, you're chayev mammon. You're not loikim mishalim, and of course, you're chayev mammon. So, being that you're chayev mammon, and this person is a gavrik tela, he's on death row, he has no value. So if he has no value, so then there's no mocking for there to be a chiyuv moment. It's for that reason you're going to be potter. As opposed to a child that hits his father, what's the chiyuv? The chiyuv is misa, makav of imai. You're not chayiv moment, then you're chayiv misa. The chiyuv misa, just because he's a gavrik tela and he's a yotzel harig. The Bryce knows that's not enough of a reason for him not to be potter. So Rav Sheshes is going to say, no, Bryce is not talking about Mesarvin Lotzi Shliach Bezdin, and you have a right from here that a child can't be a Shliach Bezdin to hit his father. No, it's talking about where it was an name Mesarvin by Lotzis. Stam, this person's on death row, and the son went over to his father, and he hit him. He was mekal him, or somebody else did. If somebody else did it, what should that person's chiyuv be a chiyuv moment? Being that he's a gavrik tela, he has no value. Has no value, there can't be a chiyuv moment. As opposed to, if the son would do it, that's a chiyuv misa, it's nothing to do with moment. Chiyuv misa, that already you're going to have. But the Gemara says, I'm Rav Sheshes, I have a problem with this. You know why? Because Rav Sheshes himself said, and by the way, the names matter. We're trying to explain Rav Sheshes, right? The problem is, Rav Sheshes himself said, Baichu yashen, umeis chayiv, that if somebody embarrasses somebody that was sleeping, and then the person dies, he never woke up to be embarrassed. The halacha is the mevayish is going to be chayiv. And the reason is, Rashi says, the hamispayshim banov, because the children are embarrassed. So the kasha is, he tell me he's a gavra ketela, and it's for that reason, if an acha would go and an acha would hit him, would be makalim, he would be potter, there should be a chiyuv. You know what the chiyuv should be? Busha. And even if the person himself, you want to tell me, is a gavra ketela, even his busha is not a busha. But what about his children? His children are going to be embarrassed. Why is it different than baishu yashen umeis, where the halacha is, he's going to be chayiv? So the Gemara says, you're right. You have to make it a slightly different akimta. Again, it's talking about where it was emes arvin by lotzes, and a regular person went and hit him versus if the son went ahead and hit him. But the case is talking about she ko akosha imbashava pruta, where the hako was akosha imbashava pruta. And being that it's akosha imbashava pruta, so there's no chiyav mamon. So you want to know why potter? Potter because if you add up the nezek, tzar, the ripoy, the shevis, and mach, there's nothing here. So if there's nothing here, it's for that reason you're going to be potter. As opposed to the son, who's chayiv, makav of imay, it's a whole different chayiv. It's not a chayiv mamin. So over here, he's going to be chayiv. But the Gemara says it's not an answer. You know why? Because I'm Rav Ami, I'm Rabbi Yoichin. So Ami sent him Rabbi Yoichin. Ko akosha imba shavu pruto. Anytime somebody hits somebody, akosha imba shavu pruto, you think you're off the hook, right? Just the opposite. It might even be worse. Loika, you get malchus. Because really, every time you hit somebody, there's a lav of Le'Yosef and Yosef. Narvas is a chayiv mamin. And you're not loika b'shalom. And which one do you usually get? You get the chayiv mamin. But if there's no chiyuv mamon because it's hakosh neim b'shava pruta, so you're going to end up getting malchus. So that's not going to help you. At the end of the day, you should still be chayiv. So Mar says, you're right. My potter to come, my potter me mamon. And chanami, when we said potter, it doesn't mean you're potter from malchus. You're going to be chayiv malchus. Potter means you're potter from mamon. But the Mar says, mechal de b'nei chayiv mamon. So if you're potter from mamon, and that's all you're potter from when it's an acher, so just to be consistent in the Braisa, you have to say that when it says in the Braisa that if the son hits him, he's chayiv. What does it mean, he's chayiv? He's chayiv mamon, right? Because again, potter doesn't mean potter, potter. Potter just means potter for mamon. In fact, he's chayiv malchus. If it's akosh, imba shavu pruto, Rabbi Yochanan said, yichayim malchus. The teretz is, potter means yipotter for moment, which means by ben, yichayim moment. You can't be chayim moment. Why can't you be chayim moment? Rashi says, because if the kimta is, we're talking about where it's akosh, imba shavu pruto, so it's the same gavrik teila, akosh, imba shavu pruto, it's the same case, right? The distinction is not the case, the distinction is Acher versus Bnai. So again, you can't make this work. Meaning, Ela Bedinoi. You have to say that when it says that when the son hits him, he's Chayev, it means not Chayev Mamin, Bedinoi. What's Bedinoi? Makov of Imoi, Moisumas. So Hochanami. So too, as it relates to Acher being Potter, Potter must mean Bedinoi. It must mean you're Potter from Mamin and you're Potter from Malkus as well. What is the case? So again, if it's Misarvin by Lotzes and you're Shlech Bez, like Rav Chizkiya said, that's good. But Rav Sheish is not happy with that pshat because that would emerge that a son can't be a Shlech Bezin for his father. So again, we're a little bit stuck over here. So the Gemara gives another attempt. Ella, Acher, Hainu, Taima, you want to know the difference between an Acher and a son. The reason the Acher is Potter is the Amakra, it says in the Torah, V'nasi ba'amcha loy sa'ar, and we learn from there, Ba'isa ma'isa amcha, right? As it relates to the Issa, to be makalo. So it says, V'nasi ba'amcha lo yisar, and we darish, and the only time there's an issa to be makalo somebody is if he's an oisa ma'isa amcha. If he's not an oisa ma'isa amcha, nah, this person's on death row. And being that he's on death row, he's not an oisa ma'isa amcha. If he's not an oisa ma'isa amcha, that's why the acher is going to be potter. But the Gemara interrupts. The Gemara says, Honi, chaklola, coming on. That's all good for klola. What about haka? Right, it says you're going to be potter. Saif you makalo, saif you makalo. Bishloim makalo. Okay, it says in the Torah, V'nasi ba'amcha lo yisar. But what about being Makkah? So the Gemara says the Makshin Nakal Laklal. So that would be one of the themes of Amud Beis. But there is an idea that there's a hekish between the Issa to be Makkah and the Issa to be Makalo. So it could be, just like when it comes to be Makalo, there's a din of Issa Maisa Amcha. When it comes to being Makkah, also there's a din of Issa Maisa Amcha. So the reason Achar is Potter is because he's a Yotzel Laharig, and if he's a Yotzel Laharig, so he's an Eino Oysa Maisa Amcha, and it's true for Makalo, and through the Hekish, it's true for Makalo. But the Gemara says, Yochib Noi Nami, right? If you're holding Cheshbin, again, what's the difference between Acher and Benoi? And that's the whole premise of this half of Amid Gemara. So the son also should be Potter. Why? Because even though it says in the Torah, Makalo of Ima is a problem, but there's a Tanai voice of Maisa Amcha, and there's a Hekish of Akala Klolo. So again, what's the difference between Acher and Benoi? So the Gemara says, you have to say, probably the reason Benoi is Chayiv is Kedam Rapinchas, Beshasa Tshuva. Rapinchas once made an Akim to answer a similar kash, is talking about where the person did Tshuva, Hachanan Beshasa Tshuva. So you'll say the reason the son is Chayiv when he's Makar Makala's father, because the father did Tshuva, the Acher Nami, right? We're going in circles. So again, what is the difference between the Acher and between the father? So we had a whole bunch of attempts in real time. It's back and forth and forth and back. Says the Gemara, Amar Amari. Here's the bottom line. It says in the Torah, V'nasi ba'amcha lo'isar, and we learn from there, ba'amcha, b'mekuyim she'ba'amcha. Davka someone, last Rashi, haro'i lehiskayim, someone that could live. So Ba'amcha teaches me Ba'isa Ma'isa Amcha. Ba'amcha teaches me another than two drashas that we learn from Ba'amcha. The famous one is Ba'isa Ma'isa Amcha. This is the less famous one. B'mekuyim she'ba'amcha. It has to be a person that's royalist gayim. But if it was already Nigmar Dinoi Lemisa, so it's not royalist gayim. If it's not royalist gayim, so then already there's not going to be it. So the reason an achet that goes ahead and is mekalel is going to be potter is because it says V'nasi Ba'amcha loisar. And we learn b'mikuyim sheba amcha, and via the hekish, I know the same is true for Mak as well. Ihachi b'noi nami. Here's the punchline. So b'noi should be the same thing. So the Gemara says midi dahava alachar misa. You want to know why b'noi is different? Because the halach is, and it's really the next mishnah. We're going to learn it mamish in a second. A mekalel of ima is chayev, even if he's mekalel his father or mother after they die. So if a mekalel of ima is chayev afilu laachar misa, so you can't tell me there's a tenai in mekalel of ima of mikuyim sheba amcha that he has to be someone that's royalist guy. If he's dead, you're going to have this issur. So being that this issur is going to be true, even if the father's not alive, that's why if he's in a royalist guy, you're going to have an issur. The bottom line says the Gemara. You want to know pshat in this braisa, I'll leave it to Rav Sheishas. Why is it ayotze lahareg if the son goes ahead and he hits his father or he's mekalel his father, he's going to be chayef. If an achah goes ahead and does it, he's going to be potter. The achah is potter because it's a tenai mekuyim sheba ancha. It says it by mekalel and via the hekish of akala klala. We know it's true by hakah as well. The son is going to be potter. Is going to be chayiv because the son's chayiv afilu lachamisa. So if he's chayiv lachamisa, certainly he's going to be chayiv be einoi mekuyim sheba amcha. That is the difference between an acher and between a son. Rashi asks an obvious question. It'll be more obvious in six lines from now, but I just think it's kedai to speak it out now. And that is the Mishnah is going to say in a second, zech choymer b'mekala mi b'maka. That a mekalel is chayiv lacham misa, but a mak is actually potel lacham misa. So, Frank Rashi, if the whole teretz of the Rav Sheshes to explain the brayso, the yoytzel laharik, the son is chayiv, if he's mak or mekalel, is based on the fact because he's chayiv lacham misa. So, how could it be a tenaya mekuyim shabamcho? He's chayiv even lacham misa. That's only true by mekalel. It's not true by mak. Again, it's a mishnah. Ha mekalel lacham misa chayiv. So Rashi says, and really it's kedai to just speak to Seakos, we're going to learn the mission in a second, and that is, that why is it that a mak alacha misa is potter? It's because the only time a mak of avima is chayev is if he's oisach habura. Oisach habura means he's moitzi dam. Moitzi dam means the person's alive, and he takes out the nefesh, right? What was the makar? They have to be oisach habura. It's learned out from so if the person's dead, then there's no mitzias of being oisach habura. That's why he's going to be potter. This person is a gavra ketola. He's someone that can't live. He's not a mekuyim shebe'amcha. But at the same time, he's alive. And over here, if he would be oisach habura, it would be a bona fide habura. And being that it would be a real habura, over here, you would be chayiv for makar of imoy, even though it's technically like the achamisa. So zeh gishmak Rashi that the reason makar of imoy lachamisa is potter is because there's no mitzias of chabura. This person who's not a mekuyim shabam amcha has the mitzias of chabura. So in this situation, would be chayiv not only for makalo, you'd be chayiv for makar as well. Either way, let's just make a sikum on this part of the Gemara, and that is that they asked Rav Sheshes ben mau sheyasa shliach laoviv lakoisei ulakaloi. Rav Sheshes said not to nisu. He said it's svara. It's pasha to me. It's pasha to me. Every time you hit somebody, makal somebody, you're getting involved in Nisurim. The Teretz says, Kvod Shemayim. No, so this is a question of Kvod Shemayim. The Gemara asked from two brises. The first brise was the brise of Le Yosef and Yosef, which is Marba Mikal V'Choymer, a situation that's not B'Makam Mitzvah. The Gemara first thought that maybe it means a son who the Gavra can never be B'Makam Mitzvah. The Gemara says, no, it's just coming to be Marba, a situation that's not B'Makam Mitzvah. The second one was from the Yoytzel Lahorik, where if the son goes and he hits and his Mekal is Chayiv, somebody else potter. And the question is, Maishno B'Noy Maishno Acher? It's not an easy question to answer. Rav Chisda made in Akimta, it's talking about Mesarvim by Lotzeis, and the person that hit was the Shliach Bezdin. And the difference is that an Acher could be a Shliach Bezdin, but a son can never be a Shliach Bezdin. That's a Kasha and Rav Sheshes. The Gemara says, no, Rav Sheshes is going to learn Pshat and the Braisa differently. Rav Sheshes is going to learn, it's talking about a Mesarvim by Lotzeis. What's the difference between a son and an Acher? Being that this person now is not Mekuyim Sheba Amcha because he's on death row, so therefore it's Nismayed from Benasi Ba Amcha Loisar, and when Makash HaKol Klalos, as it relates to an Acher going ahead and hitting or being Makalo, he's going to be excluded, as opposed to, as it relates to a son to a father, being the Echayiv, even La'acha Misa, by Mekalel, and in this situation, even for Makkah, technically, you should be Chayiv La'acha Misa. It's for that reason going to be Chayiv. But as it relates to the Brice of Ayoitze Lahorig, Ubab Noi Vahikai, right? You have two Mahalchim how to learn the Brice. Either you can learn like Rav Chisda, Mesarvim by Lotzeis, or you can learn like Rav Sheshes. The Chilik is, a Mesarvim by Lotzeis, but is there a Tanai in Mekuyim Sheba Amcha, or is there not a Tanai in Mekuyim Sheba Amcha? Either way, more halachos related to Maka Aviv Imoy, and as we're going to see, we're going to pivot a little bit to Mekal Aviv Imoy as well. Hamaka Aviv Imoy Einei Chayiv Ad Sheyasabem Chabura. We know that. Zeh Choymer B'Mekal Aviv B'Maka Shamekal L'Achamisa Chayiv Hamaka L'Achamisa Potter. We know that as well. So we know both halachos of the Mishnah. They were both discussed in somewhat detail. So before we start the Gemara, just one tiny preface, and that is, so we're learning the Sugya Maka Aviv Imoy. There's a very similar sugya of Mekal Aviv Imoy. Mekal Aviv Imoy we're not learning now. Mekal Aviv Imoy we learned already. Right? Why did we learn Mekal Aviv Imoy already and we're not learning Mekal Aviv Imoy until now? It's because a Mekal Aviv Imoy is Chayiv Skila. So the Mekal Aviv Imoy was mentioned already in the Elohein Aneskolin. A Mekal Aviv Imoy is Chayiv Chenek. And that's why it's mentioned here in the Elohein Anechnokin. So as much as the Mekal Aviv Imoy and the Mekal Aviv Imoy are so similar, they're very different. In fact, in the sugis of Sanhedrin, they're discussed 30 blot apart because one is in the parish of the Elohein Aneskolin, the other is in the parish of Elohein Anechnokim. Right? It's interesting if you think about it because you think of them as being so similar. They're so similar, yet they're clearly very, very different. But the bottom line is the Mishnah mentioned that there's a chumrah that Mekalel Aviv Imoy has over Maka Aviv Imoy, Shemekalel Achamisa Chayev, Amakal Achamisa Pot. Incidentally, Zeh Chumra B'Mekalel B'Maka. There's other Chumras, right? One is skila, the other one is chenek. Right? And it doesn't matter if you hold like the chachamim, that skila is the most chamer and chenek is the least chamer, or you hold like Reb Shimon, that skila and chenek are 2 and 3 respectively, but it's still a chomer, right? It's interesting, the Mishnah doesn't mention that. But the bottom line is, zeh chomer b'mekala mi'bemaka, ha'mekala l'acha misa chayiv, v'amaka l'acha misa ipata. So the Gemara now is going to bring the makar, that if somebody is mekala la'achar misa, someone's mekala, his father or mother la'achar misa, the halacha is he's chayv. And really, before we see the makar, which is going to be a little bit of a long-winded braisa, we just have to quickly become familiar with two psukim in the Torah that mention the isra be mekala aviv imay. So mekala aviv imay is mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim, and it's mentioned again in Parshas Kedoshim. In Parshas Mishpatim it says, u'mekala aviv imay moisumas. Straightforward enough. In Parshas Kedoshim it says, "Ki ish ish ashi yekalul es aviv es imoy mois yumos aviv imoy kilo dam of boy." And if you do the math, it literally says 3 times it can't be mekalul aviv imoy. Umekalul aviv imoy mois yumos is 1. Ki ish ish ashi yekalul es aviv imoy mois yumos is 2. Aviv imoy kilo dam of boy. That's Rizok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, Ovev Imay Kilel. When it says in the Torah, Ovev Imay Kilel, that's the third mention, right? The second mention in Parshas Kedoshim. You know what it's coming to be? Marbel Achamis. It's coming to say that if a person's Mekal Ovev Imay Lachamis, he's going to be Chachay Yochel. You would have thought, Hoyo Lachay Bemako, Vachay Bemakal, a person is Chayfa Bimako Ovev Imay. He's Chayfa Bimakal Ovev Imay. So you would have made a Chedge Bemaka in a Chayf Elamichayim. Just like Mako Ovev Imay, you're only Chayf if the father's alive. How do you know that? That's the svara that we mentioned earlier, because if he's dead, you can't be Yosef Chabura, right? Because Hadami HaNefesh only makes sense if the person's alive. So too, maybe Mekal should also be Chai Mechai. And not just that, meaning not only logically would it make sense that Mekal Ovev Imay should be Mechayim similar to Mako Ovev Imay, right? What's that logic? That logic would be Mamatzinu, right? It's not logic. It's actually one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Ben, Binyanav, right? Meaning, Maka Mekal. I don't know. They sound similar to me. So if Mak is only Mechayim, it makes sense that Mekal should also be Lechayim. Oh, but V'oy, the Brisa says, not only is it a Mamutzinu, Kavul Chaymer. I have a Kavul Chaymer as well. Uma Maka. Also, boy, shaloi ba'amcha ki ba'amcha. Loi chayiv boy lacha miso. Madach Maka. Where you find that the Torah made a shaloi ba'amcha ki ba'amcha, meaning the isa maka of the imay is true, regardless of whether the father is oisa maisa amcha or he's not oisa maisa amcha. Now we saw in Amid Aleph, it was a little bit of a discussion, right? The Gemara had a hekesh, makshina nakol l'klol. It's going to play itself out in the Cheshvan. But for now, the Bryce is naming on that Mikalal of the Imoy, there's a Tanay of Oysa Maisa Amcha, but Maka of the Imoy, there's no Tanay of Oysa Maisa Amcha. So if that's the case, I have a Kavu Chaymer. Ma Maka, Sha'asa Boy Shaloi Ba'amcha Ki Ba'amcha, you have this Chumra, that what? That even if the father is not an Oysa Maisa Amcha, he's a Shaloi Ba'amcha, we treat him like he's a Ba'amcha, still Loi Chay Boy Lacha Misa, but it has the Kula that you're not Chay Lacha Misa, Mikalo Shaloi Asa Boy Shaloi Ba'amcha Ki Ba'amcha, Kalal that has a kula in that you don't find that shaloi ba'amcha is kebamcha. Because there is a tanai of oisa mai samcha in it, in shaloi chayv lacha misa, so certainly you shouldn't be chayv lacha misa. So again, the Brice is setting up that really, based on Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Spam, if someone's mekalal aviv imay lacha misa, it should be potter. Number one, mamatzinu, v'oid. Number two, kal v'chaymer. Mamatzinu, Maka and Mekal are very similar. So if Maka is Patalacha Misa, logically, then Mekal should also be Patalacha Misa. Besides, it's a Kavach Chaymer, because really you find that Mekal of Imay is more Kuladig than Maka of Imay. Now, the Misas are the other way around, but in Halacha you find it's more Kuladig. Where do you find that? Because a Maka of Imay is Chayef even if the father is not an Oysa Maisa Amcha, whereas a Mekal is Patif is an Oysa Maisa Amcha. So based on Mamatzino and based on Kavach Chaymer, you would think that a Mekal of Imay Lacha Misa should be Patif. Talmud Loimer, that's why we need the pasuk. It says Ovev Imay Kilel. That's the third mention. The second time in Parashas Kedoshim, it's Meyuter, and it's coming to teach me what? Lacham Misa. It's coming to tell me that you're going to be chayv even Lacham Misa. But the Gemara says that really this brisa should be told in a machlokes tanam. Hot Ichal Rabbi Yonis, and this will go to Rabbi Yonis and the Yatalei Kra. Ovev Imay Kilel. That's good. According to Rabbi Yonis, that holds that the words Ovev Imay Kilel are extra. You can use it to teach me that a Mekal Lacham Misa is going to be chayv. El Rabbi Yoishim Ayikilamay. But according to Rabbi Yoishim, that holds Ovev Imay Kilel is not extra. It's taken already. Right? It's taken. Can't use it again. Can't double dip. So my ikalamei mar. So what's this machloikis? Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yonis, and we've seen this already a bunch of times. most notably Le'il Daf Samuch Vav Amanav. The Tanya Ish Ish. So it says in the parish of Mekal Oviv Yemei. This is the beginning of this pasuk. Parish is Kedoshim. Same pasuk. Ki Ish Ish Asher Yikalu Es Oviv Es Imoy Mois Yumas. Matam Olem Ish 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 sounds a little wordy. The Rabbi's Bas, not only a son but a daughter. Tum Tum Vajoyginus. Either one. Meaning, if it's a son or a daughter, Tum Tum Adroyget, it says, Makal Aviv Imoy is included in the parasha. Ashi Kalas Aviv Es Imoy. So it says, Ashi Kalas Aviv Imoy. Yellow Aviv Imoy. It sounds a little bit, Ashi Kalas Aviv Es Imoy. That the Isser is if someone's Makalas father and his mother. Aviv Shaloy Imoy. What if someone's Makalas father but not his mother? Or Imoy Shaloy Aviv. If someone's Makalas mother but not his father, Minayan, how do you know that it's going to be a problem? Talmud Loimar, it says, Aviv Imoy Kilo. And we learn from there, Aviv Kilel, Imay Kilel, Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia said that the words Aviv Imay Kilel, at the end of this pasuk, is coming to teach me that a person's chayev, even if he's Mekalel only his father, or he's Mekalel only his mother. Rabbi Yonasan said, then no. The words, Ki Ish Ish Ashi Kalles Aviv Es Imay, without any extra drasha, is Mashma Shneim Ke'echad. It's Mashma if the person was Mekalel's father and his mother. Mashma Echad Ve'echad Bifnei Atzmoy. It's also Mashma only father or mother. In fact, it's always that way. Every time you find where the Torah says this and that, it's always Mashma, not this and that exclusively. I mean, that also, of course, but also this or that. In fact, that's the way it is. Achi yipar lecha kosev yachtav. Unless the Torah says mefurish yachtav. So if the Torah would have said ki ish ish ashi kalas aviv es imay yachtav, then you would think it means both of them. But being that it doesn't say yachtav, so it means other, other. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is that according to Rabbi Yonasan, who holds that from the words ki ish ish ashi kalas aviv es imay alone, I know that a person's chayif be mekal either his father or his mother. Why? Because it doesn't say yachtav. So then the next words in the pasuk, aviv imei kilo davav baya, extra, it's coming to be marba la'achamisa. You would have thought, mamatzinu kavl chaymer, kamashmon, you're going to be chay. But according to Rabbi Yoshia, that holds that from the words, ki ish ish ashi kalas aviv es imei moisyumas, you would think that maybe you have to mekalo both. I need the words of aviv imei kilo davav baya to teach me that one is enough, so those words are not extra to teach me. Lachamiso. So the Gemara's kash again is minale. According to Rabbi Yoshia, how do I know that the halach is that if someone's makal aviv imay lachamiso is going to be chayv? And again, in svara or in yud gemul midrash atayin nidreshes them, you would think mamatzinu or kal v'chaymer. So how do I know not that way? So the Gemara says nafkalei. You have to say he learns it from a different pasuk. The pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, it says makal aviv imay mois yumas. Again, there's three mentions of this, so there's something extra according to everybody. It says makal aviv imay mois yumas. It's coming to be marba, right? Not to teach me ikra halacha that I know from Parashas Kedoshim. Even lachamisa v'idach. What does Rabbi Yonasan do with umakalul aviv imay mois yumas? Not to teach me lachamisa, because that's the brisa that we mentioned. That's aviv imay kilo. Umi bayle the rabbi's bas tum tamadroy. And it's coming to be marba umakalul. Meaning not only ki ish ish umakalul. Anyone that's makalul is going to be chay. Faith tomorrow v'tepek let me ish ish. Why didn't you just learn it from ish ish? Dibra teira kiloshim bnei yadam. The reason is dibra teira kiloshim bnei yadam. Ish ish lav dafka is going to be a joshua. The bottom line is the Mishnah said zeh choymer b'makalul b'mamaka shamakalul lachamisa chay. Potter. What's the makar that a makala lachamisa is chayev? Let's go backwards. What's the makar that a makala lachamisa is potter? That's svara. That's logical. You can't make a meaningful chabura in a person that's not alive. Okay, so that's why you know a maka of avim lachamisa is potter. But how do you know a makala of avim lachamisa is chayev? So it's one of two drashas. Either it's learned out from aviv imoy kilo dom of boy, or it's learned out from umekalol aviv imoy mois yumas. What's a tolian? It's telling the machlokes Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan when the Torah said ki ish ish ashi kalos aviv es imoy without anything else. Would I think that you have to umekalol aviv imoy, or would you understand that it means oy aviv oy imoy, being that it didn't say the word yachtav? But Gemara asks another kasha. The listening chaymer b'makam ibekalo. Why didn't the Mishnah say that there's a chumrah that Makkah has over Makkah? Again, the Mishnah said, Zeh chumr b'mekalah mi b'makkah. Sounds like I'm going to give you all the chumras and kulas of Makkah and Makkah respectively. And all the Mishnah mentioned was one chumrah that Makkah has over Makkah. It certainly sounds like there's no chumrah that Makkah has over Makkah. I'll be afraid to Gemara, if you're holding cheshbon from the previous braisa, there was a chumrah that Makkah had over Makkah, right? That was the basis of the Kal V'chaymer. How so? Sha'amaka asa boi shaloi ba'amcha ki ba'amcha, ma'asha en kim b'makkah. When it comes to Makkah, there's no t'nai boi samayi samcha. But when it comes to Makkah, there is a t'nai boi samayi samcha. So why is that not mentioned in the Mishnah as a chumrah that Makkah has over Makkah? So the Gemara says, kasavar makshin na'akol l'klola. The answer is, because the Tan of our Mishnah holds that really, there is a Tanai of Maisa, of Oysa Maisa Amcha by Maka, just like there is by Makal. It only says it by Makal, doesn't say it by Maka. It's based on the Hekish of Akol and Klola, which we saw already on Amid Aleph, this Hekish. So based on Makshina and Akol, the Klola, the Halach is going to be true that there's a Tanai of Oysa Maisa Amcha by Maka, just like Bin Makal. So, Gemar. Lema Hani Tanoi ke Hani Tanoi. So again, these Tanoim. Just said now, there's a machloikis whether makshin and hakala klolo, loy makshin hakala klolo, or specifically, there's a machloikis whether the iser haka is true for eno isa maisa amcho, or it's not true for eno isa maisa amcho. One thing that's worth just highlighting is on Amid Aleph, when we were talking about makshin and hakala klolo, we were talking about an acher, right? Even a random person hitting somebody. It sounds like we're talking about the love of Le'Yosef and Yosef. On Amid Beis, when we're talking about makshin and hakala klolo, we're talking about in the context of makah over v'imay. It sounds like this shmooze of makshin and hakala klolo, le makshin and hakala klolo, is true, sight for the love of Le'Yosef and Yosef, and sight for the love of makah over v'imay. From Riyata, just from learning the Gemara, that's what it sounds like. But either way, says the Gemara, at first glance, whether or not there's an iser hakah, by Eino Isa Maisa Amcha would seem to be a machloikis. Now we know it's a machloikis tanon, right? It's the Braisa and the Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah said only Zechaymer b'makal b'makah, didn't say Zechaymer b'makah b'makal, clearly holding Makshina Nakala Klolo, that there is a Tanai of Eino Isa Maisa Amcha when it comes to Akah. And then the Braisa that set up the whole fancy Kal v'chaymer clearly was of the opinion that no, there's a chumra that Akah has over Akah. So the Mishnah didn't mention Zechaymer b'makah over b'makal, but from the Kal v'chaymer of the Braisa, you see there is a chumra makah b'makal. So it's a machloikis tanon, right? But lema hani tanoi kahani tanoi. Right, just to be clear, sometimes the Gemara will say lema kit tanoi. We don't know if any machlokes tanoi. Maybe it's a machlokes tanoi. This is not lema kit tanoi. This is lema hani tanoi kahani tanoi. We know it's a machlokes tanoi. Right, it's clear. The Mishnah is mavur. There is no chumra that maka has over makal. The Braisa, when it set up the kal v'chaymer, was very clear that there is a chumra in maka over makal. What's the shaila makshina le makshina? Question is whether we can suggest that this machlekes tanam is also another machlekes tanam. What's that other machlekes tanam? The Tani Chadar we learned in the Braisa, kuti at mitzvah al akoyis. You're not allowed to hit a kuti. V'yata mitzvah al kilolasei. But at the same time, you're allowed to be makal. Tanya we learned in another Braisa, v'yata mitzvah loy al kilolasei al kilolasei. You can be makal and you can hit him as well. So what's the steer between these two Braises? Is there an issa to be maka or kuti? One Braisa says at mitzvah al akoyis. The other Braisa says v'yata mitzvah al kilolasei. Both Braises hold v'yata mitzvah al kilolasei. The question is, are you allowed to be makim or not? Savruo, the hanocha of the Gemara is the Kuli Yama Kutim Geri Emesei, that both of these brises are going according to the Mandam of the whole Kutim Geri Emesei. So we know it was a big shiloh whether the Kutim were considered Geri Emesei, they were Geri Arayis, Vadvar Matike. So we're going to go with the assumption that everybody holds that the Kutim were Geri Emesei. My love, the Hokam Iflagi, what then is the shiloh whether or not Atom mitzuva ala kosay or not, the Mar Sover Makshina Kolo Klal, Umar Sover Loy Makshina Kolo Klal? Meaning, we're going to go with the assumption that the Kutim were for sure Geri Emes, but they're also in Oysa Maisa Amcha, because that was also a historical fact, that the Kutim were not Oysa Maisa Amcha. So if we assume that they're for sure Geri Emes, and we assume that for sure they're in Oysa Maisa Amcha, also maybe that's the Shaila. Is there a Tanai of Oysa Maisa Amcha, in Oysa Maisa Amcha when it comes to Akka, or not? If there's a Tanai of Oysa Maisa Amcha by Akka, so that there's no problem. But if there's no Tanai Voice of Maisa Amcha when it comes to Akka only by Klolo, so then good. By a Klolo, it's Yatam Mitzuv al Kilolos. But by Akka, it's not the Mitzuv al Akka. But the Mara says, Lloyd, that's not what's going on over here. Meaning, Le Mahani Tanoi Kani Tanoi. The answer is no. The Kuli Yama Le Makshin Akkolo Klolo. It could be everybody holds, we're not Makash Akkolo Klolo. I mean, it could be no one holds of the Hekish. So what's going on over here? Mar Sovar Kutim Gere Emesem. Umar Sovar Kutim Gere Aroyosein. What's going on over here? Is the machloikis between these two brises is the age old shiloh with the kutim geire ms or with the kutim geire arayis? Meaning, if you hold that the kutim were geire ms, so then for sure atamutzov alakos, you can't hit them because loy makshin and akolo klolo, even though by klolo is a tanai of boisamaisa amcha, but not when it comes to akos, so you can't hit him. If however you hold that geire arayis, oh, they're not real geirim. They were only Megayer out of fear of the lions, right? But they're not real Gerim. If they're not real Gerim, so for sure there's no issue of hitting them, right? Because they're not Yehudim. So if that's the case, that's what's going on. But the Gemara says, how are you going to explain this? I knew Diktani Allah, the Braisa that says, that you're allowed to hit the Kuti, says, V'shoyroi ki Yisrael, that as it relates to Yishar, as it relates to all the Bava Kama Shailas, we treat him like a Yid. Now, if he's an Einu Yehudi, so then, why are you treating him like a Yid when it comes to the sugyas of Shar and Reyeyu, right? That's one of the censored sugyas in Shas, Bava Kama Lamed Ches. Why are you treating him like a like a regular yid. That doesn't seem like the way you should do it. So bishlam, if you're going to tell me that the braisa that says that you're allowed to hit a kuti is because makshinon hakala klolo, and just like there's a tanai v'isa ma'is amcha when it comes to makal, there's a tanai v'isa ma'is amcha when it comes to haka. So then I understand it's only true for haka. It's not true for shar. When it comes to shar, there's no tanai of v'isa ma'is amcha. That for sure is not going to be the case. So that would explain why v'shar yirki yisra. But if you're going to tell me that the reason the braisa that says your ladder be maka kuti holds that is because kutim geri arayas, but as it relates to the hekish of akala klala, the kuli alma, everybody holds loy makshinon, well, if he's an Eni Yehudi, he should be Eni Yehudi regarding Yashar. El Shmamino, Bekesha, Pligi Shmamino, must be that really what's going on over here and what they're arguing about is the hekish Shmamino. Either way, as it relates to Raid, just to end with one ha'ara, and that is, so the topic of the last part of the daf was whether or not there's a hekesh between the parsha of Maka of Avi'imai and Mikal of Avi'imai, right? Last words of the daf was, Elo Shmamino behekesha pligi Shmamino, right? Shmamino, there's a machloikis. Whether there's a hekesh, whether there's no hekesh. Came up already on Amud Aleph in the cheshbon of the sugya ben Maushe Yasa Shliach la'oviv la'hakoise ulekaloloi, specifically the machloikis, Rav Sheishas and Rav Chizda, had to learn the brisa of Hayoitse la'horig uba benoi veiko vekiloloi chayev ababa acha veiko vekiloloi potter. And then it came up very much here on Amud Beis. What was the context in Amud Beis? There's a halacha that if someone's makal oviv ima, but the father's or the mother, not oisa ma'isa amcha, there's no iser because it says v'nasi ba'amcha loisar, and it's true for all isuri klala that you're only now allowed to be makal a person if he's oisa ma'isa amcha. What about as it relates to haka? Oh, it's totally. If we're makach hakala klala, then just like you have this tonight when it comes to klala, you're going to have this tonight when it comes to haka. If we're not makach hakala klala, then already not going to have it. But either way, an interesting line of Gemara. Shmamino be'akesha pligi shmamino. Klar. No question in the world. There's a machloikis in Shas. Whether, what? Whether makshinon hakol haklala or loy makshinon hakol haklala. What is the basis and what is the svara of this machloikis? Yeah, hekish, no hekish. Okay, so usually when you see anything related to hekish, it's above our pay grade, right? Hekish is Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrash HaSpam. Now, to be clear, it's not one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrash HaSpam, right? That's a very, very popular mistake. Hekish is one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrash HaSpam. Learn Rabbi Shmuel Omer again, say Karbunas, and you're going to see it's not that way. It's actually not one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrash HaSpam, but it certainly may Inyan le'inyan ba'isa Inyan, right? So anytime you're dealing with Midrash HaTorah Nidrash HaSpam and these types of things, it's above our pay grade. Stating that, there's a very interesting Rashi in Chumash. This is Rashi ala Torah in Parshas Mishpatim. So the pasuk says like this: Umake ove v'imoy mois yumas. Next pasuk: V'goynev ishu mecharoi v'nimtza biyadoi mois yumas. The next pasuk: Umekalul ove v'imoy mois yumas. So umake ove v'imoy mois yumas. That's our sugya. Umekalul ove v'imoy mois yumas. That became our sugya. The two psukim are mentioned near each other, but there's one pasuk that's mafsik beinayim. V'goynev ishu mecharoi v'nimtza biyadoi mois yumas. Now that pasuk is the pasuk that says that if you kidnap somebody, yichayim mises bezin, which by the way is going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. It's the very, very next Mishnah, right? Look at the next Mishnah. Goynev nefesh miyisrael v'chul. But the Torah mentions makor aviv imoy, then goynev ishu mecharoi, and then afterwards umekal aviv imoy. Zok tehele gerashi v'hifse koin. This is dibra maschol mois yumas. In the pasuk of a goyin of ishul mechayr v'nimtza biyadam ayisumas in Chumash, says Rashi, the hivsik koinyan the kasa v'goyin of ish beimaka ove v'imoy lemekalal ove imoy, which is very interesting. V'nirali, how often do you see this? Hainu plukta de mar sava makshina nakol klala umar sava le makshina. Says Rashi, I think that's the hesber of the machloikis in this Gemara, whether we're makish akol klala or we're not makish akol klala. On the one hand, they're right next to each other, but on the other hand, hifsiko inyan, and it almost feels like the Torah is dafka being mafsik to tell you there's makah of imoy and there's makal of imoy, and you're not supposed to be makishit. Meaning the hergish is to be makishit. Not only is the hergish, the psukim are right next to each other. But the truth is yes and no, because there's a pasuk that was mafsik. So says Rashi, Venerali, I think that the fact that for going to Vishnu Mechayev and Nimsa B'yadim Ayisumas is mafsik, Bein Maka Ovel Imoy, L'Mekal Ovel Imoy, that is the basis. Hainu Plukta, the Mar Sova Makshina Akal Uklala, Umar Sova Loi Makshina. Truth is, if you take a look at Rashi on Pehei Amid Aleph, Dibra Maschol, Makshino. It's about seven lines from the bottom of Pehe Yamad Aleph. Kaloimar. What does it mean, Makshino? Kaloimar. Gomrino b'mamotzino. That we learn it with a mamotzino. Hekish doesn't even mean Hekish. Hekish means mamotzino. Now, if Hekish means mamotzino, ein lecha kaloimar g'day l'mizu. So Zokrashi, kaloimar, even though Makshinon sounds like it means Hekish, really doesn't mean Hekish. What it means is mamotzino. It says Makshinon, it's a kaloimar. Kaloimar gamrina b'mamotzino. V'ikad amri, then Rashi says, some say it's a Hekish. Dechsev maka aviv u'mekalol aviv gabe hadodi be'ela ha'mishpatim elo shemikra echod nafsik b'intayim. Hafu v'fel. There's one pasuk in between, so I know it makes me a little bit uncomfortable. Abba Lameisa, they're right next to each other. So Rashi here in Sanhedrin Pei Amid Aleph, this is Lushitosai in his Pirush Al Torah Mishpatim, is very uncomfortable with this hektish. Because at the end of the day, there's a pasuk that's being mafsik. It says, V'goyne v'shu m'charoi, v'nimtza b'yadai m'yisumas. Ad k'day kach, the Rashi in the first pshat says, that what does it mean, makshinon? It's a kaloyma Rashi. Gamrina b'mamatzinu. Inami zok Rashi. No, could be it's really a hektish, because they are next to each other. There is a pasuk in between, I hear. But the bottom line is, this is, according to Rashi al Torah, the Makar, to the Shiloh, whether Makshina or Loi Makshina. But what emerges is something very, very interesting. The Torah said, Umaka aviv imay mois yumas, v'goyne vishu mechar v'nimtza v'yadei mois yumas, umekalul aviv imay mois yumas. And really, in Pshutei Shal Mikra, forget all the lumbus. In Pshutei Shal Mikra, it's Eino Yoy Me'elu Darsheni. Why would the Torah be mafsik between Maka Ovev Imoy and Mekalel Ovev Imoy to introduce the law of the Goynevish Umechara? Right? At first glance, it seems to be a little bit sasam. So if you take a look at the Ramban in the Spirush Al Torah, the Ramban talks about it a little bit. And then at the very, very end, the Ramban says as follows. V'hagoyin Rapsadya Omar. Rav Sadia Goyin said, "Ki hichnis dvar hagoyin of ish beineim." The reason the Torah interrupted the maka of v'imoy and the makalul of v'imoy with the goyin of ishul mecharei, bavur ki ala roiv hanignavim hinktanim. Because most times, people that are kidnapped are children. Rachmano litzlan. V'yigdalu b'makam acher, and they're going to end up being raised away from their home. V'le'yakiru avoysam, and they're not going to know who their father and their mothers are. V'yavoy sheyakum v'yikalulam. And it's possible at some point they're going to have some encounter with their parents, not knowing that it's their parents because they were raised away from home. And it's going to come to a klo and klolo. V'lochein, it's for that reason. Roi lahanish haganev kemisa shebohem. Says Reb Sadiga, it's for that reason the Torah said, give the goinev nefesh mi Yisrael, the oinish of the Maka and the Mekalo, Kiyo Oynesh Uola, because he's inevitably, I guess maybe, I have a psik ratio, there's a good chance he's going to be Goyrim, that this person that he kidnapped should be a Maka of Avimai or be Mekalo of Avimai. So the Ramban brings to Rav Sadia Goyin a Dover Pella. He says, you want to know why the Torah was mafsik between Maka of Avimai, Mekalo of Avimai, with the Goyin of Ishu Mecharai, Maisumas? Because the only reason a Goyin of Ishu Mecharai is Maisumas is because he's being Goyrim, Maka of Avimai and Mekalo of Avimai. That is the reason he's chayiv. The etzem you should be chayiv misa for kidnapping. You want to know why you're chayiv? This is the reason. Because you're going to kidnap and you're going to cause the person you kidnap to maybe be makum mekalo. Why are you going to cause it? Because he's not going to know his father or his mother is. And it's for that reason, it's roi lahanish hakana b'miso kahem ki ha'oinosh hu olav. This is what the Ramban brings from Reb Sadia Goyin. The truth is that this Reb Sadia Goyin is really a mefurish medrash. It's a medrash rabba in Parshas Nasai. Tess Zion, and if you look up the Medrash says, as we're about to see, what Reb Sadia Goyin says, but it ups the ante in terms of this hergish. The Medrash begins with a very, very similar diak to the Ramban and Reb Sadia Goyin's diak. If you look in the parish of Mekal Lov of Ima in Parashas Kedoshim, Psukim of which we just darshan very much in today's daf, right? Ki ish ish ashi kalas aviv imay maysumas aviv imay kilel damavoy. We darshan literally the entire pasuk. If you look at the pasuk before and the pasuk after, the pasuk before is ushmartem es chukoysai vasisem oisam ani Hashem mikadishchem. Then it mentions the parasha of mekal aviv imay. The pasuk after the ish ashi yinaf es ishes ish ashe yinafes ish es reyeyu mois yumas hanoyef vahanoyofes. So the Torah says, ushmartem es chukois vasisem moisem ani ashe mekadishchem. Right, a hergish of kedoshim to you. Mekal love of imoy, and then afterwards, bois sinof. Says the Medrash. Umara lahafse kilos of aim ben hakidush leniyof. Right, you would think Kiddush and Niyuf go together, right? Kedoshim Tiyu is Arayas. But why are we interrupting Kiddush and Niyuf with Mekal Ovev Imoy? Shekein says the Medrash, Betchila Kosov Ish Ishashi Kal Asovev, right? And then all of a sudden, what's going on here? Says the Medrash, Lefi Shekach Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying the following. Mi Garim Leben Shei Kal Asovev. What would cause a son to be Mekal his father? HaNiyuf. Why? Because this child, his mother was an Eshesh, she was Mazana, had a child. The kid doesn't know. Kid thinks his father is his mother's husband. Turns out his father is some plainy, as a chamamzer. Now, who's Sovar Bebal Imoy Shuaviv? He thinks his mother's husband is his father. And as a result, he's mechabed him. Aviv is Sovar Benoyev She'enoyaviv. Aviv the Noyev, he doesn't think he's his father, and it's very possible, Umakaloy, that he's going to be Makaloy. So the reason the Torah interjected Kedusha and Niyuf with Mekal Aviv Imoy, Zok the Medrash, because Mi Garam Leben She'ekal Aviv, what's Goyrim Mekal Aviv Imoy HaNiyuf? Zok the Medrash, Vayit HaKiyotza Bayat HaOmer. Similarly, you find, it says, Umaka Aviv Imoy, Ugoinev Ishu Mecharoi, Umekalol Aviv Imoy. Says the Medrash, Reb Sadi Goyin's Kasha, V'chimah Ro, Lahafsik Goyinev Nefesh, Bein Makal Mekalol, V'aloi, Loi Hoi Roi, Lahafsik Bein Eyem, V'vishem Makal Mekalol, Shneim Nemorim, Ba'inush Aviv Imoy. Is Lama also Kein, L'lamedcho, Shalzeh Nischayiv Goyinev Nefesh, Mi Yisrael Mecharoi, Lacha Misa. You want to know why a Goyinev Nefesh, Mi Yisrael Mecharoi, is Chay Misa, Mepnei Shehu Goyrim, Lekotan Hanignov, Be'ish Hemoichoi La'acher, Shehu Makiv Imoy, Aviv Imoy, Mekalolom, V'vishem Godol Imam, the Eina Makiram. It's for the same exact reason, because this child's not going to know who his parents are, and therefore it's very possible that it's going to lead to Maka Aviv Imoy Umakala. Zok the Medrash, Afkan, so to hear, Parshas Kedoshim, Lakach Hifsek, Bein Akidush, Luznus, Mikal Aviv, Lefi. Shekol Mishabal Achas Mikol Arayis Amuris Batoira Pa'omim Shemoy Ben V'Goyrim LeMamzer LeKalol Ofev. Now the Medrash continues, and the Medrash says V'Lom Hiske Kilosein. Okay, so this explains why we would interject with Mekalol Ofev. But why would we interject with Mekalol Imoy? Now, as it relates to the Goyin of Nefesh, right? Doesn't matter. Doesn't know his father. Doesn't know his mother is. But the case of Loisinov, Sadir, the child that's born doesn't know who his father is. He thinks his mother's husband is his father, but he knows who his mother is. So why are you mentioning Kilosein? V'Aloimay Makiru, right? The Mamzer knows who his mother is. Zok the Medrash, Emosay Makirima. When does he know his mother? Bizman Sheham Mamzer Hu Meiniyuf Eshesesh. That's true. If the Arayas over here, the Niyuf was Eshesesh. Lefi Shanoyefes Toiloisa Babaila. Because the Noyefes, who's married, right, she's going to raise the child and she's going to have no problem with the fact that really her husband is not the father of the child, because no one's going to ever know. Everyone's going to, she's a married woman. People will assume that Roy Pilos Acharapa, right? Aval Bashar Arayas Pnuyois. But what about another Erva? What about a woman that was a Pnuya? And she went ahead and she had a child that she wasn't supposed to have. What is she going to do? She has no one to attribute the child to. She's not married, so there's no roi bilas achrabal. So him ashlichas has b'nei b'shvak. And what they're going to do, what these women do is they take their children, they throw them into the shuk, mepnei abusha, v'acher megadon oisim, and other people raise them. V'oisim mamzerim, and those mamzerim, ina makirin, lo yaviyem, v'lo yimoyseim. They're not makir, not their father, and not their mother. V'afilu mamzer me'eshes ish. The Medrash goes right and says, even a mamzer from an eshes ish, pomim she'ina makir lo yavu lo yimoy. There's a possibility that the child won't know his father and also not his mother. In the event that she was Na'afa, Ubaylam bin Medina Sayyam, and her husband was bin Medina Sayyam. Now, over there, she can't attribute it to her husband, because even though Rabbi Lasachar Abal, but the husband's away. So what does she do? She goes there and she throws him away. Either way, Sai Maka and Makalal Aviv, and Sai Maka Makalal Imay can come about through Niyuf, V'lokach, Firzois the Medrash, Ona Shakosav Misha Baal, Esha Sish, Vala Rayas, Misa's Best in the Chorus. Unbelievable. The reason the Torah said that if somebody is Baal, Esha Sish, Vala Rayas, he's a Mirichai, he says best of the cars, it's because someone that's over loisinov, they may very likely be goyim later maka aviv imay makal aviv imay, and this is the reason, and it's actually hinted to in the remez of the psukim. The bottom line is this: Rav Sadia Goyin that the Rambam brings in his spiritual Torah and Parshas Mishpatim, that the reason we interrupt maka aviv makal aviv imay with goyim of Ishu Mecharoi, v'nimtza b'yadim ha'yisumas, is because the reason a person's chai misa for being going to Ishu Mecharoi is because he's been goyim mak aviv imay, and he's been goyim makal aviv imay. It's really a mafurish, a medrash, and in that medrash you see that it's true not only with regards to the iser of a goyim avishu mecharev and imtza b'yadav yisumas. It's true with regards to the loisinof, one of the Ten Commandments. The ish asheyinaf es eshes ish asheyinaf es eshes reyeu mois yumas anoyf anoyefes. That too was in the context of being makal aviv imay. Right? It says ani Hashem v'kadishchem. Next pasuk is Mekal Aviv Imoy, and the pasuk after that is Niyuf. It's for the same reason, because the Niyuf is Goyrim, Maka Aviv Imoy, Mekal Aviv Imoy, and in fact, the same punchline that Rav Sadia Goyen said regarding the Goyen of Ishul Mechari, the Torah says regarding Loisinov. V'lokach onash hakosuv mishubal eishas ishval harayas misas bezda mekaris. It's because he's being Goyrim, he's going to be Goyrim, Maka Aviv Imoy, Mekal Aviv Imoy, and Maka Aviv Imoy, Mekal Aviv Imoy are situations of misas bezdin. And to quote Rav Sadia Goyen, v'lochei roi lahanash haganav b'miso kahem, ki ha'oynesh hu olav. Demis is like this. This Indian that you find that Arayas has a certain chaymer because it can lead to Maka of Ima, Mikal of Ima, because a child is going to be a mamzer, he's not going to know who his father is, and like the Medrash said, in certain situations, he's not going to know who his mother is. This is something you find in other places in Chazal as well. Just going to mention two. One is a Mechilta. The Mechilta is a Mechilta to Rabbi Yishmael, it's in Parshas Yisroi, it's by the Aseres HaDibris. So we know that the Luchais had the Aseres HaDibris engraved in them. Right, but it was two tablets, right? It was two luchais. You had the right side and the left side. The Medrash says, the Mechilta, that really you were able to read the luchais down, right? 1 through 5, and then 6 through 10, right? Going vertically from top to bottom. First the right of the luchais, and then the left. But also you were able to read it horizontally. Meaning there's a kesher between the, as the commandments that are mentioned on the right side versus the left side. And the Mechilta goes through each one. Says the Mechilta, "Ksiv kabed es avicha v'asimecha, ukinegdo iksiv." Right? What's the one facing kabed es avicha v'asimecha? It says loy sachmoid magid akosiv. You know what the shaychus is? Shekom misha hu choymed. If somebody is choymed, he's going to be a loy sachmoid eshes reyeu. And you know what's going to happen? Soif moilid ben shu mekalu es ofiv v'asimoy umechabed misha eno yofiv. So kabed es avicha v'asimecha as a shaychus to loy sachmoid eshes reyecha zokta Mechilta, because if a person's over loy sachmoid eshes reyecha, he's going to make a gram, he's going to be goyrim a kabed es avicha v'asimecha. Mention one other one. This is a balaturim. The balaturim is in Parshas Kisavai. So it says in the Torah, this is by all the brachas and the klolas that were mentioned, Grizim and Harevel. So the pasuk says, "Oru makla ove v'imay v'amar kolaham amen." Oru masi gvul reyeu v'amar kolaham amen. So there's a smichus between oru makla ove v'imay, right? Somebody that fashames his father and his mother, and oru masi gvul reyeu. Someone does asagas for. Says the Baal Turim, quote, "V'samuch lemaka oviv masi gvul reyeu loymar shahabal ishes ish." Because if someone is Baal Eishas Ish, he's a Masig Gvur Reyeu. Incidentally, the Gemara in Soit Lama Zayin Amad Beis says that really the entire parish is related to Gilei Arayis. So the fact that it says Oru Masig Gvur Reyeu and it means Arayis, that's not the Chiddush of the Baal Turim. That's really based on the Gemara. But either way, the Samach Lamaka Aviv Masig Gvur Reyeu Loimar Shabbal Eishas Ish Shu Masig Gvur Reyeu. And a person like that is Goyrim Leben Shemakla Aviv She'enei Makir Aviv. So it comes out that someone that's Masig Gvur Reyeu in the Eishas Ish sense, he's Oru Makla Aviv Imoy, because he's going to be Goyrim Makla Aviv Imoy. Either way, this is a theme that repeats itself. But Lamais, if you think about it, it's Mamash Adover Pella. V'goynev Ishu Mechari, again, this will be the topic of tomorrow's daf. But V'goynev Ishu Mechari V'nimtza B'yadei Ma'isuma, somebody kidnaps a child, Rachmana Litzlan. He's Chayiv Misa, you know why? Because he's Goyrim Makla Aviv Imoy Ma'isumas. And he's Goyrim U'Mekal Aviv Imoy Ma'isumas. Ma'isinof. You want to know why? You want to know why he's chayiv mises bezin, he's chayiv koris? V'lokach onash hakosav mishabal eishas ishval harayis mises bezin v'koris. Zok the Medrash Rabbah in Tez Zayin, Parashat Nosai. The reason is because he's been goyrim. He's been goyrim makla aviv imoy. He's been goyrim makla aviv imoy. And again, B'lishoyni has just a chazer over for the fourth time, for Absadia Goyen, that the reason the goyin of Ishul Mechari is chayiv misa is being that you're getting the einish that you're being goyrim. That's the whole yisoid of goyin avishu mechare. That's the whole yisoid ke'ilu of loisinof. You know, I saw it in one of the mefarshim here in the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Nasai, the Eshed Hanacholim. V'lokach onosh akosa Mrs. Bezdin. Right, this is the reason someone that's Oivran Gilei Arayis is Chai Mrs. Bezdin? You would think it has to do with Kedusha, right? Ani Hashem, that this is the reason? Because a child might be born and he's going to be Mak Makal. And by the way, just think about it. Let's say the child is Mak of Avima, he's Makal of Avima. He did a B'shoigig, right? He didn't do B'mezid. He did a B'shoigig. There was no Edom, there's no Asrar, I didn't know. No one knew he was his father. This is the Indian. So the Eshan al-Cholim says, Lefish al-Yedei Zeh Yishoche Seder al-Oilam, Kamei Shabdiyarte. Because if a child doesn't know who his father and his mother is, it's going to destroy the Seder al-Oilam. And, you know, the truth is, Dai L'Chakim Ibiramiza, but, you know, there are populations where you have people who don't know who their father and mother is. And the truth is, there is no Seder Olam, right? It's total anarchy. So we can have an appreciation for this. If people don't know who their parents are, it could be very, 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 very bad. Abul Amais, it's a chiddush. That Goyin of Ishul Mechara, said Reb Sadia Goyin, is Chayim Mises Bez, and not because he kidnapped, and not because of Vevest. The reason is because he's been Goyin Mak of Avimai, he's been Goyin Makal of Avimai. And the Medrash seems to be saying it with regards to Loi Sinuf as well. Sounds like a very big chiddush. I don't know what comes to mind. The Hergish is, you know, what we spoke about in Perek Ben Soiru Meirah, and that is that at the end of the day, Klai Yisrael is based on Messiah. We're based on Shalavicha V'Yagetcha, Skeinecha V'Yoymrulach, right? We say over for a Meir Soloveitchik, that Shalavicha V'Yagetcha means, V'Nzukum to Messiah, Freg the Tata. Skeinecha V'Yoymrulach means, Gei Freg, you know, Zeshakana Chachmas. Right? Meir said, why are you asking your father? He said, Mamon of Shach, if the father knows, so he's Skeinecha V'Yoymrulach, and I kenish, was Freg's to him. So Meir said, Vais Tois, Va Messiah Gate Fan Atata Tzazun, Ein of Meshakel Abnoi. This is the way Messiah goes. Just so happens, sometimes the father taka doesn't know. So you have to make sure he's giving you the right messiah. So you go to yeshivas and you make sure that you're getting the richtige messiah. And we said that's the Rama who was mechadish a hilchas mamrim. Right? There's something called Rama made up a whole new bria called hilchas mamrim. And what did he put in hilchas mamrim? The laws of zakim mamri, which is coming up, and the laws of makalav of imoy, makalav of imoy, ben soiru meira. Right? There's something called mamrim elisem. If a person does not accept his father and his mother, he doesn't have that surah of a father and a mother that he can respect. If a person doesn't respect his rabbanim, if there's no shalavitcha v'yagetcha, and there's no skenech v'yarmelach, there's no klal Yisrael, then it's not negeya. It's not going to happen. You have to have mesorah. That's why we gather to levincha so critical. That's the rabbanim and then the parashas boy. Without mesorah, there's no klal Yisrael. How's klal Yisrael going to survive? How are you going to raise a generation if there's no mesorah? A generation with children are fifing on. You can't have as our generation. Then there's no Messiah. If there's no Messiah, we're at great risk. Goyin of Ishul Mechara is out undermining the Messiah. Loi Sinuf hot ha-shaychus with undermining the Messiah. To me, I wouldn't walk away saying, oh, Goyin of Ishul Mechara, Loi Sinuf is not as chomer as I thought it was. Bring out the Nekvostos made Shalavicha V'Yagetcha Skeinecha. That's the takeaway. The takeaway, what it means, Einenu Shei Me'a B'Kol Lava B'Kol Imai. What it means to be Maka Aviv Imai, Mekal Aviv Imai. That is the lifeline of Klal Yisrael. And being that Loisinuf can lead to that being completely undermined, and Goyin of Ishul Mechara, that can lead to that being completely undermined, that gives it a miyuchadig chaymer. Either way, again, just a little bit of a thought. First glance, this whole shmooze is a little bit of a dvar pella, but we're saying over from the Ramban, B'Shem Reb Sadia Goyin, we're saying over from the Medrash Rabbah, and we're going to stop here.